Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was shocked when I found out about these Rich Eisen comments, because Rich Eisen has doubled as Mike Tomlin's personal, like, press agent and pump up man and pitch man and greatest friend in the media for years. And they have a conversation once a year on his show where they do like their giggles, like, we're like in on an inside joke together. We know something you guys don't know. And then they do a thing at the draft, and it seems like it's all sunshine and rainbows and everything else between the two. And now Eisen's going on the air and saying, I would not be surprised if the Steelers come to Mike Tomlin at the end of the year and say, let's work something out. It might be good for everybody involved here to go their separate ways. But the other thing that I'm impressed by with that comment by Eisen, even though he's flip-flopped here, at least he's kind of seeing the light. Who cares? Better late than never. And he accurately talks about, I think, how most fans feel. Look, if I open up the phone lines on Tomlin, and I'll do that right now, 412-928-9370 on a Tomlin Tuesday that people can watch on X. We've pinned the video up to our Twitter account, so you can watch us live there if you can't get to a radio. I think there are some Steelers fans that just, you know, think he stinks and that he's an awful coach and he's inept in all those things. Those Steelers fans exist. I hear from them. They call our show sometimes. They text in. They comment on YouTube on our show. They're out there. But I think most Steelers fans actually fall into the bucket that Eisen talked about, which is the group that are frustrated that, yes, they've won more games than they've lost in the regular season, but what the hell does that really mean? What good is that when you've gone this long without sniffing a Super Bowl, without even coming close? And he gave those fans a voice with those comments, which Chris, usually he does the whole, you guys are out of your mind. You totally are missing the point there. You think it's easy to win in the NFL. You spoiled Steelers fans. You don't know how great you've got it with Mike Tomlin. How dare you question this man's coaching acumen? He's done a 180. Like, he empathizes now, it sounds like.
Little bit. I'm not going to give him that much credit, because he and others cannot help themselves but to say he'll coach in this league as long as he wants. I got news for you. If Mike took a job with another team and had three straight, like, mediocre to losing seasons to start his career, he'd get axed.
Yeah.
He is above
He wouldn't have the job security
there. He's like Big Earn McCracken above the law for one reason, because he coaches the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it.
But you know what, though? I don't even really have a problem with him saying Mike Tomlin's going to be in demand if he leaves here. I don't. Because his overarching point is the one that I think shows that people like him, his contemporaries in the national media, I would say he's been Mike Tomlin's biggest cheerleader. I just figured after one bad game, he would be the type of guy that would go on the air and just say something like, guys, they just beat the Colts. What's wrong with you? Oh, can I have my producer pull up the NFL standings? Show me the AFC North. Look who's in first place.
Well, there's
right
a little
now.
Bit of a weird hive mind with all of that going on, since you're bringing up the fact that you're surprised Eisen is taking this tack.
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky apparently pulled his head out of a very deep pit of sand to say on Monday morning, Steelers fans, I'd be very concerned by what I'm seeing or what I saw last night. Thanks, Dan. Nice of you to join the effing party. And then here's a guy, I think Charles McDonald. He writes for Yahoo. I actually like his stuff. I think he's a very good, like, breaks down how football works and schemes. He wrote a big piece about how it might be time to break this thing down and move on. But even then, he can't ditch the idea that, as he put it in like the third paragraph, Mike Tomlin, quote, has produced enough as Steelers coach to see this through in a transitional phase. It drives me nuts.
Well, wait a minute. Time out. What does that mean?
He thinks that they should tear it down, basically.
Yep.
But that Mike has done enough on the job here to see it through if he so desires. They have no idea or like care to like, they don't care to like get into the nitty gritty of how much decision making power
right,
Mike
he'd
has.
Right, he'd never tear it down.
Well, not even that,
that's
Pony.
That's the problem, too,
that's
though.
That's like, I wrote to a buddy of mine who's actually an editor over at Yahoo, like, who posts a lot of this stuff. That's how I see it. I said, I can't get behind the idea of a column saying tear it down when the person writing it says that the guy who presided over a lot of the decay should get to try to build it back up.
Right.
His lack of, like, any initiative in hiring good coordinators is part of the reason it's dying on the vine here.
But I think he's already gotten that shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, Belichick had the post-Brady, okay, like, now what are you going to do? You kind of, like, kick this guy out, even though he's the greatest quarterback of all time. What's your plan? What's your pivot? And his plan was Mac Jones. And then Mac Jones failed spectacularly. And instead of giving him a mulligan on Mac Jones, they fired him.
And then they did have, like, they fired him, though, with the understanding that they were going to hire his coach in waiting that he had handpicked. That was a disaster.
I kind of look at that as a one-year continuation of Belichick.
Like, even though Mayo had somehow made it look decent.
No, I mean, like, that's to me like a continuation of the Belichick regime. Keeping, like, yeah, Belichick was there through 2023, but I really feel like he was there through 2024 because they didn't rip the Band-Aid off. They just kept his protege on for an extra year. And then they said, screw it. Like, we're going to go get somebody from outside the organization.
Except not really, because Vrabel played there.
You get what I mean, though. Like, a coach that's not
currently on our staff.
He never coached under Belichick, though. He just played for Belichick.
Humiliated him in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Too.
You know, like, so, like, this whole idea, and what I'm saying is Tomlin has had, since Ben retired, he's been allowed to play all kinds of different quarterbacks. He's been allowed to play a first-round rookie quarterback. He's been allowed to play a reclamation project quarterback.
A third-rounder with a first-round grade in Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I mean, he's gotten, like, one thing, and they're not going to do this, but if they fired him, he couldn't say that they didn't give him a chance to fix, to find the next guy. He's cycled through a half dozen.
Let me ask you a question.
How many coaches get that kind of grace?
No, he's the only one. Marvin Lewis got it for a while because Cincinnati probably had, like, a contract that you know, they had
but
to pay
out. But Marvin Lewis was in a weird spot where Andy Dalton was a good quarterback,
was good enough
but
to get
never
them to the playoffs,
co-
and they kept yes. stubbing their toe. Yeah,
yes.
Correct. I'm just curious. Do you think if Mike was left to his own, not left to his own devices, but if he got an edict, hey, Mike, we're bad this year. Say they go 7-10. We're going to get a quarterback here. There's at least a handful we like. We'll trade up if we have to get one that we like. But I want you to hire a different offensive coordinator. You've got to, like, fully turn over control of how the offense runs, what its philosophy is, all of that. We're scrapping it. Maybe Arthur Smith goes somewhere in the offseason to a different gig because he gets mentioned occasionally with some of these head coach openings.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike would hire anybody worth a crap?
No.
Neither do I. And if you can't answer that question in the affirmative, that you think that the head coach here has learned his lesson enough that he would, at bare minimum, shepherd in a new first-round quarterback with an up-and-coming offensive coordinator and not like a retread, if your answer is no, he wouldn't do that, he should be gone.
Okay, so he inherited Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians retired, in air quotes, after 2011. Mike Tomlin has had four offensive coordinators that he
technically
presided
hired.
Over. Yeah, right. Who do you think was the best one?
You counting Haley?
Yeah.
By far, Todd Haley.
Do you think he hired him?
No.
So that means that Mike was 0 for 2 with Fichtner in Canada.
Fichtner was hired because he was Ben's buddy. Canada was hired because he worked in the same building as the Steelers with Pitt and for a while. And now Arthur Smith has been like better than those two, but not as good as Haley.
I'd say that Arthur Smith is a league average offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right.
I think that's right.
With no resume of developing quarterbacks or making them better.
With a resume of like turning Ryan Tannehill from a guy who was a guy and like getting the best out of him for a handful of years. I think that's a fair statement.
I mean, did he get the best out of him or did he happen to have a transcendent running back in the backfield next to him?
You still had to get Ryan Tannehill to play the football he played, which was very good. I'm not going to dock him because he had Derrick Henry.
Really?
I'm not going to just say he didn't get like the best football of Tannehill's career out of him. He did. Like, objectively, that was the best Ryan Tannehill has ever been in the NFL.
Okay. I mean, yes. I mean, he had 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
It's not even okay, yes. It's just okay, yeah, that's true.
No, not entirely, man. I mean, in 2014 with the Dolphins, he had 27 touchdowns and 12 picks and threw for over 4,000 yards. That's a good year.
What did they go, 9-7 or 7-9?
They were 8-8.
Okay. Pick the middle bowl of porridge. Back when I think our old boss had me host a couple shows in Miami for the station he took over. Host a couple shows from the studio down the hall here, and so I had to talk a lot of Ryan Tannehill.
I mean, yeah, for 2 years he threw touchdowns and didn't throw interceptions. And one of those years they went to the AFC Championship game. So obviously he made it work there with him, and Tannehill played well. But it's just like what you said about Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. It's not like he took a piece of crap quarterback. The guy was the 8th pick in the draft and had gone to... You know, done decently in Miami.
Well, he unlocked for 2 years what had only been previously unlocked for a little bit and never had yielded a great season. I guess my point is, though, when we talk about the next quarterback, if we can't answer in the affirmative that we think Tomlin would ever surround the guy with somebody who really had some chops and was like a sought-after coordinator, then he shouldn't be on the job anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.